These last two pieces are both titled Freedom of Worship. One is a print of the 1943 painting by American illustrator Norman Rockwell, and the other is a photograph by American artists Hank Willis Thomas and Emily Scher. Two main ideas emerged as I engaged with these works: revision and amendment. The Thomas and Scher photograph brings to light Rockwell's oversight of the true diversity of America to showcase the array of vast spiritual practices common across the country. So, why have I chosen the song Whitman by Richard Swift? Well, just as Rockwell was celebrated as the great American illustrator, Walt Whitman was lauded as the great American poet. Whitman aimed to inclusively capture the many facets of 19th century American life in his work, most notably in his lyric, Song of Myself. His descriptions of different people's experiences are said to be encyclopedic, often listing different aspects of American life one after the other in quick succession. There is a clear connection between Whitman's poetics and Rockwell's depiction of American life here, showing how each individual makes up the collective experience of America. But the shortcoming of the Rockwell is that it features an almost entirely white group of figures intended to represent many religious traditions, yet seemingly these are limited to Christianity and Judaism. The work by Thomas and Scher updates Rockwell's original painting and aims to address its shortcomings through a more inclusive portrayal. I interpreted the lyrics of the song Whitman as Rockwell throwing his arms up in defeat. He tried, but failed, to follow a Whitmanian impulse to celebrate the rich diversity of American life.